Today is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Night Out Day. It's also National Work Like a Dog Day, National Underwear Day, and National Oyster Day. Ugh. No, thank you. Well, actually, the oyster that I ate, it didn't taste extremely fishy. I don't recall it tasting extremely fishy, but it was more salty, and I guess there was some fishiness, but as I eat more and more fish, I'm getting used to it. I think it's kind of like beer, where they say, oh, it's an acquired taste. I'm not to the point where I crave a flavor, where I crave fish, but I am to a point where I can eat lots of things and go, oh, that's not very fishy. And then Mark will say, yes, it is, Boyfie. That's so fishy. But I don't recall it being extremely fishy. I just recall the texture being something that I didn't enjoy. I ate a fried one and it was fine because the batter and the crunchiness of the batter kind of masked the texture of the oyster. So I don't know. But it's not something that I would order. Like I said, when I get a chef's tasting menu, I'm going to eat whatever they bring out within reason. It wasn't a chef's tasting menu, but we were on a food tour in Iceland and I ate horse. So I would eat whale, I would eat shark, I would eat bison or alligator, crocodile, snake, rabbit, whatever. I don't know why I just went through a list of proteins, but I guess because... Oh, one thing, here's the thing that I have not had that kind of, they say it's so good, but, and it may be so good, but it freaks me out when I see it. And it's uni. It just looks gross. It looks mushy and it's orange. Like who eats, it's like neon orange. It looks like it should be poisonous. And it's just... I mean, I guess similar, salmon roe is kind of a neon orangey color, but it just doesn't look like a color. Well, carrots. Okay, forget about the color. It just looks gross. The combination of the texture and the color and knowing where it comes from and just all of that stuff, I can only imagine. But they say it's so good. But I have never tried it. I've had octopus. I've had oysters now. So I think the next thing on my list is probably uni. One of these days at one of these chef's tasting menus, we're probably going to have something with uni on it. And so then I'll be able to pop my uni cherry, so to speak. By the way, just to let you guys know, we still don't have any contact. I was looking back and we had pretty good contact up until... recently, the past week or so, we just haven't had any contact. So if you guys do think of anything and you want to reach out, feel free. It's 479-221-9393. You can either text message that number. If you do and you've never texted before, just let me know who you are, because if you've called before and you've already let me know who you are, that's fine. But when you the first time you call or text, let me know who you are or what you want to be called. And I enter it in. So the next time you do, I already have it and you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I'll know. But yeah, reach out and I'll talk about it on the show because it gives us all content so that I have something to blather on about. So I think I was on Sunday for the kind of the talk about the weekend. But anyway, quickly rehash Saturday, because I don't remember exactly where I got. We pretty much relaxed in the afternoon. We played Pokemon a little bit. We then went to a work dinner. And it was someone celebrating 25 years and their managing director. And I'm in awe of people like that. I don't have an aspiration to be that. I'm not career ladder driven. I mean, I want to make good money, but I'd rather enjoy what I'm doing than be managing. Maybe this person really enjoys what they're doing. That's fine. But the whole corporate ladder thing is not an enjoyable ladder for me. I would rather be doing the work than leading, you know, and having strategy meetings and creating PowerPoint slides and telling the story. And so, you know, I guess that's not me, because I don't really enjoy doing that, at least in the corporate world. I do enjoy podcasting, which is creative, and that's telling a story, and that's et cetera. But I don't enjoy the corporate side of that for whatever reason. And so, but anyway, the dinner was fine. It was at a restaurant that we've eaten at before. We didn't actually really enjoy the restaurant the time before we went. And so we didn't plan on going back. And, you know, it is always difficult for restaurants to handle groups of, I don't know how many people it was, but let's say there was 100 people in this banquet room. You know, it's hard. And we had three very large tables, like 30, 35 people at a table. And again, I'm guessing, I didn't count, but I think it was around that amount. And one server per table. And for whatever reason, we got the horrible server in the middle table where I was. Didn't come around ever and order drinks and give us a chance to order drinks. And so none of us had drinks. The other two tables had drinks and we didn't. And so some of the people at my table were asking someone else to... some other server that kind of was just walking by, just flagging them down and saying, hey, I'd like a mojito, please, or whatever. So when he came around to take our food order, we all had to say, oh, by the way, you know, I'd like a drink as well, dude. And once the food started coming out, it was fine. The service was good. The food was actually better than when Mark and I ate it before. And we did this, the annoying things that I always used to hate when couples do, where you eat half of each other's food. But it used to annoy me so bad. And I'm becoming the person that I was annoyed of, because I love to try as many things on the restaurant menu as I can. And so why not? So Mark and I, a lot of times, he will order one thing, I'll order another thing, and we will split it so that we can taste the other person's. Now, I'm not to the point of, well, we've done that. I was about to say, I'm not to the point of ordering one entree and sharing and splitting it, but I think we've done that before when we weren't very hungry. So we are guilty of just about every couple faux pas that used to annoy me. So I'm not going to be able to say anything anymore. So anyway, we shared appetizer, entree, and dessert. And, you know, there were presentations. It was so corporate-y. There was this video presentation, everyone thanking her for her dedication and service and leadership. And she leads with her heart. And I'm sure she's great. I don't know. I've never... She worked for a different company, so I don't... I'm sure she's great. I don't really know anything, but it's just... You know, I look at that and I think, man, I wish I got that much joy from my job. I wish I was passionate like that. That would be great. If I could say, oh my God, I'm so happy I've made 25 years. You know, if at the end of 25 years, I'll be lucky to drag my butt out the door. If I'm still sane. So anyway, we did that. I haven't even gotten to Sunday yet. So that was it. And then we went home and watched Jeopardy and then went to bed. And then Sunday morning, I got up and mowed the lawn. I had to force myself because I didn't want to do it, but I did. I edged, weed-eated, and mowed. And Then we had Restaurant of the Week. We had Jason's Deli, which we've had before, but I love it. I love their chicken salad sandwich and their salad bar. It's a really good salad bar. And they have ice cream for when you're done. It's cool. Then we came home and started planning Switzerland. And we almost had an emergency where we had to cancel the Switzerland trip because the train trip that Mark wanted to do for his birthday was not available. But we were able to work it out. So I will try to talk more about that on tomorrow's episode because I'm about to run out of time. So I'll have to remember that I'm still going to talk more about the Switzerland planning and the Glacier Express. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.